Devine, who is a mathematics teacher and grade 8 head at Centennial Schools. Devine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on the line.
So, Devine, I think that what the question raises, if we listen to all the answers, is that A, there may be more than one answer is what I'm trying to understand. But B, I'm also thinking caps are very expensive nowadays, aren't they?
Indeed, caps are truly expensive, but there is only one answer. There can't be more than one answer. So there's only there's one answer for the 5 rand coins and one answer for the 20 rand coins.
Okay, so give us the answer. So the question was, just tell us what the question was again and then give us the answer.
So the question was that Thabo had been saving up for a cap, and in his savings jar, he had 5 rand coins and 20 rand notes. The total between the coins and the notes were 31 in total, and the total value of the money in the jar was 350. So my question was, how many 5 rand coins did he have, and how many 20 rand notes did he have? And the correct answer, which some people did get, was 18 5-rand coins and 13 20-rand notes.
So there was no way of actually, sorry, you can just see, I didn't even try. I admit it, I did not try. I know where my strengths lie. And they don't lie there, that's for sure. So there was no way of saying, well, you could get more coins than you could notes or whatever. You had to simply go for that one.
Yes, there was only one combination that would work. All under other combinations would either throw the 350 rand off, or the fact that there were 31 notes and coins in total together.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you, in simple layman's terms, how does one work that out?
So without the mathematics or with the mathematics?
With the mathematics, because we're learning to love the idea that maths isn't hard.
So there is something that's called simultaneous equations, which basically is solving two equations at the same time. So the obvious thing would be to create two equations and to perform some substitution, and you would be able to find the unknown variables.
See, that still doesn't make sense. But I think, but Devine, I think that what it does speak to, and certainly I can speak for myself when I say this, is that what happens is there's a kind of freezing in my brain when we start to talk about maths equations and do this and do that. How does one unfreeze or unlock it to get to that point of, I suppose it's curiosity, where you start to say,
yes,
okay, how would I work this out?
Yes. In all honesty, and I'll be honest from my own perspective, I was never a great maths guru, but I always had an interest in the subject. And what worked for me and what works for most people is practice. Unfortunately, maths is that subject that you're going to have to put in the hours. I always tell my kids, you're going to have to practice maths until you're blue in the face. It becomes so natural to you that you don't even think of questions anymore, and you kind of follow the process at heart, and it becomes a second nature to you. And that's actually how you become really great at the subject, rather than kind of sitting and assuming, oh, I know what's happening, and thinking that your memory is going to help get you the answer that you want.
So it's almost like a muscle. It's like exercising a
definitely
muscle.
Definitely. That is the perfect example to describe maths. It is definitely a muscle, and muscle memory really does come into play. You really find that after a couple of years, you're still able to do certain questions if a hint is given, because it's become a part of you.
Yeah. Devine, I mean, what's interesting about you is that you chose to move out of the corporate sector and the corporate world into teaching, which, of course, if one wants to talk maths, financially is wildly different. What was it that made you decide, this is where I want to go, and I want to change the story or the narrative about maths for young people?
So I had always had a passion for math and a passion for tutoring. When I found myself in the corporate space, I just was not connecting with the content at all. And I just felt like I wasn't in the right place. So when I was still doing tutoring while I was in corporate, I was just like, actually, I really love this. And I think life events happened that I was just like, you know, I'm sitting in a job that doesn't make me happy. You would almost hear my friends and my colleagues speak about what they do every morning. And that was not the conversation that I had. And now it is the conversation that I can have where every morning I can wake up, I can be like, I love what I do. I love making an impact. I love teaching the subject that I'm so passionate about. So, yes, financially it wasn't the greatest, but, I still believe that you can make the financial gains in one way or another.
You know, over the years, we've interviewed so many different people who've spoken about their passion for maths, and it's been really exciting talking to them. I've always thought, well, if I had to go back to school, would I have done it differently? How would I have thought about it? What is it that you say to your kids that to inspire them to say, look, this is the world, because it is a world of like stars and magic and that kind of thing, actually, when you think about it?
Definitely. So I think what I try to do to inspire them is honestly to bring or to tell them about different aspects of math. So I think one of the good things, or one of my key advantages that I believe, is that I actually studied math up until honors. So I understand, you know, the different topics that math has and how vast or different they can be. So I usually find myself talking to my students about the different experience that I had in different topics of mathematics, and, you know, try and kind of gauge an interest in what this particular student liked, and, you know, try and follow that energy and give them more information to kind of make them fall in love with it even more.
You know, we might have to get you to give us an equation and a little test every single week for a while, because the response has been crazy, and I think everybody is like wanting to just exercise that muscle. Devon, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to getting another equation from you in a very short while, perhaps a week or so. That would be really wonderful.
No problem. Anytime I am available.
Devon Moulant is a mathematics teacher, grade 8 head at Centennial Schools. We've got lots of responses from you. Charlie's given us the equation, so we'll put that out as well. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for the news. Good morning. Independent.